This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Bless My Vibrating Crucifix, and got a lot of great tunes, a lot of stuff to cover, and coming up later, a report from the Dark Lady on yesterday's Masturbate-a-thon in Portland, and she survived it. It was very successful. She's well-rested and ready to report to us. Going to play a track from Rise Above, which is all Black Flag covers, and the Rollins Band is coming to Philadelphia on Monday night, June 16th at TLA, to do a show like this. It's a benefit for the West Memphis 3, as is this Rise Above CD, and this is a track from that. It is number 7. This is Corey Taylor from Slipknot doing his version of Black Flag's Room 13.
Yeah.
This CD is brand new. It's by NoFX, and this cover is a scream. The name of the CD is The War on Errorism, and they decided to have a cartoon of the ultimate manifestation of errorism, otherwise known as George W. Numbnuts, Cokehead, Executioner, War Criminal, Enron Stooge, Corporate Ho, War Criminal, September 11th cover-upper, Bush, who is badly in need of another pretzel, in his sad clown face. And it's NoFX, The War on Errorism, and I'm going to play the opening track, which is The Separation of Church and State.
Hey, kids.
Hey, Dad.
What do you want to do today?
We don't know.
Do you want to go to the matinee?
No.
Do you want to go to the amusement park?
No.
Do you want to go to the punk rock show?
Yeah, let's go to the punk rock show. You heard NoFX doing The Separation of Church and State. Before that, Bootleg Thorazine Nightmare did People Who Died. Corey Taylor from Slipknot did Room 13 and started off with the Maytals doing Pressure Drop. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on every Sunday night live at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com and at the latter, You can hear the shows repeat broadcasted throughout the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 7 in the morning at 9 at night, and then, oh so appropriately, on Sunday morning, as well as rebroadcasted on two micro radio stations in Washington State, one in Olympia, one in Seattle. Tonight's theme is Bless My Vibrating Crucifix, and we'll get into that in a little while. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered and kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to me, write song requests, give feedback, provide discussion, and I know there's a lot of questions to answer. I'm only going to touch a couple of them. Or to get the notoriously long playlist and all the links and subjects discussed and plugs and promos and everything in the weekly emailer, write Rev Bookburn care of Quayle, as in Dan Quayle, Quayle, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Next week on The Reverend Is In, Bush, The Rise of Evil. And on June 15th, and there will be no clues in advance, nobody can get it out of me. Not even Everlasting Godstopper last week can get this out of me. A hot, really red hot clergy scandal. I mean a wet, juicy, hot clergy scandal on this show June 15th with special at least one guest. And you'll have to tune in if you are interested in any details. That is coming up on June 15th. And there are possibly too many subjects to cover, probably too many really big subjects, so I'm going to be spontaneous because, as you know, I have zero radio time management skills, and I plan 8 hours for every two-hour show, including all the music I bring here. So first, a little bit about the vibrating crucifix part of that, and also how that idea came to be. There was a time when Reverend Bookburn did stand-up comedy in this region, and at one place, it's amusingly enough a biker bar, they were most hysterical at the jokes that were targeted towards American Christian Taliban types, like the anti-abortion terrorists and harassers and blockaders and the televangelists, the Falwell types, the forces of intolerance and theocracy and blah, blah, blah. And the Reverend started off kind of light, like merely talking about the time he chased the Pope and tackled him and ripped off his dress and discovered that he was wearing the Rocky Horror Ensemble underneath, complete with the black stockings, the garters, the corset, everything to go with it. And then it went on to anti-abortion people standing there in public holding their pleasure beads, and needless to say, they were falling off their chairs and laughing, and they were also a little fucked up and partied and everything. So the Reverend just decided to give them his all. So they got it all. They got the vibrating crucifix related speeches, the barbecued fetus cookbook, and on the story of the Reverend's about performing the Rolling Stones guy's wedding at the time when bassist Bill Wyman married Mandy. On and on. So this is an idea that stayed in my mind, that the most serious of lampoonery, the most intense of the lampoonery, should live on. And I know I keep bringing up this weird guy who wrote a letter to the infidel guy who read that letter on the air, and that was cool, and I loved his response, as I've said before. But I continue to think about that letter and the hostility of that guy towards the racier shows on any of these broadcasting mediums, and I still reason that really strong humor has a lot of value, and it isn't healthy to be a part of a totally submissive, I will use that word, and not in the fun way, totally submissive, totally passive, totally docile, totally ass-kissy, and I mean no disrespect or degradation to people who are into ass-kissing, and passive culture. And it's not just that you're not being passive, but the strongest humor also has, in my view, a very serious liberating effect. People are programmed from day one with political bullshit. They're raised with religion shoved down their throats. They're raised with sexual guilt as they get older. They're raised with guilt and shame about pretty much everything. And it is a culture in which people are raised to be screwed up, not communicate, detached from the rest of humanity, lose their own humanity, and be a part of the mentality of the war makers and the abusers and the corrupt true scum of the universe, like those we see in the Bush regime today. And with all of that conditioning and all of that programming, it is too deep for people to simply say, I'm walking away, or I'm expanding my mind, or I'm in a new circle now, I'm in the underground music scene, or I'm in the free thinker scene, or I'm in the anti-war movement, or I'm struggling for social justice, or whatever the scene of the diversified listeners and book burners out there. There is so much shit that is so deep, and the Reverend will believe until the end of my life that strong humor has a liberating effect. And even though it is against my general tendencies to explain myself this much, but it has been an issue for a little over a month since the whole thing with the infidel guy started, that I'm going to explain it to you because I want to be able to add a different perspective from those who whine to the infidel guy and others. And Radio Volta probably gets this kind of shit emailed to them. Like, why do we have to have all that kind of humor? It's so bad. It's so strong. It's just, we don't have to do that. It makes us look bad. Oh. And I say, why not stimulate some ideas tonight? Whatever you email me will go into the general pot of comedy ideas for pleasure lines based on sacred products, vibrating crucifixes, the pleasure beads that a lot of these people outside the clinics walk around carrying, on and on. We're going to actually continue this as an ongoing project, and you get to participate because you know I like it better that way. So, if this is new to you, and you don't like it, and you cannot relate to this, then say, okay, this is different than me, and I am not going to participate in contributing recipes for the Fetus Cookbook. or the Pope's lingerie line, or the TV evangelist mistress club, or whatever. You really don't have to whine. You really don't have to go, oh, why does the Reverend have humor like that? So, anyway. We are out to destroy myths and conditioning on this show. We have the last frontier of free expression, the only frontier of free expression left, the internet. And don't think they're not going after it. The assholes in the Bush regime, the Ashcroft crowd, the people who passed the Patriot Act, as repressive as that is, and the people who are shredding the Constitution are most definitely going to go after the net. How long is net broadcasting going to continue? Who knows? But why not use it for maximum use? The best in music, the most fun, the most hot and erotic, the most humorous, the most everything, and the most serious, the most politically exposing, the most deconditioning. And I will tell you that in 2.5 years, one of my proudest shows ever was the Deprogram America show right after September 11th, because this is a medium, and I refuse to do a single-track show. I refuse to do one kind of theme. I refuse to do a boring analytical show, and nothing against those who do. And so, having said that, bless my vibrating crucifix. And you may notice that with the vibrating crucifixes, or however you pluralize that word, it has this interesting crossbar that I think has numerous advantages, including maneuvering to hit different zones. Also, for the degree of penetration and general, overall, I don't want to use the word steering, but for general control of the action, that crossbar definitely has a purpose. So I say we need more vibrating crucifixes. And the Reverend got the funniest email from Wanda Fish, who's back in town. She's the only musician in my life who uses funny words, like, I don't even know what she's in. Like, she's the only person that doesn't say my band. It's like my symphony or my quartet or my something. But she wants one, so we're going to have to design a real vibrating crucifix for her. Maybe she'll come on the show if we do that. However, this show will continue, and hopefully you will continue your humor and not let people like the letter writer deter you or slow you down. It is worth the occasional hate from some, the occasional isolation and heartbreak. The struggle for freedom and justice is worth all of it. It is more fulfilling and more fun. The alternative is to live in your own little cocoon or study group, which is total crap. You need to be accessible, and that is, to me, one of the greatest things about internet broadcasting. However, it's not enough to provide an alternative to the bullshit channels like Clear Channel Stations, Infinity Broadcasting, or the rest of the corporate media. Why not also be the most fun, turn people on to the history of music that is denied them and totally ignored and overlooked, be the best musical and musically diverse broadcasting, the sexiest, the mind-zappiest, the most deprogramming of conditioned religious guilt, and, of course, the most politically active, says the guy who's knocking shit over, and exposing. So, bless my vibrating crucifix, and thank you, people who sent me a great email about this theme, and I do appreciate when people write. I definitely appreciate when you send me things I should be informed about, and or when we need support, and you already know about the Sister Bay thing and more on that later, and ripping off equipment and fucking with WPB, et cetera, et cetera. I appreciate support, informative emails, as well as cartoons, and even a decent, well-written, or entertainment value Latin hate mail is also stimulating. But I got to tell you that I got so much fucking email about Eric Rudolph, the anti-abortion terrorist who was captured yesterday, and that definitely was good news. But I say this with love, I don't need any more email about Eric Rudolph. It, yes, that is something really big that happened in the last couple of days. I am blown away by it and very glad, and I want to talk about that case a little while later. But first, I want to get into some more music. We're going to go back in time to, I believe, 1969. This is Janis Joplin, and the track is Down on Me. Play, Lord, make this machine work, please. Hallelujah.
Throw a tiny wrench and a fiber optic wire. morals are cheap, and you can be the spice. We can let them poison and pillage foreign lands, or we can play the greed right into our hands. Doesn't mean a backroom clear-cut disaster. The market doesn't care, but it wants to understand, and you can play the greed right into your hands. Oh, Marlon Brando says it can't happen here. Channel 4 says it can't happen here. Things will turn around just as sure as it's ready. Hell, the change comes and they all take.
Okay, if you've heard the show before, you know that May was National Masturbation Month, and of course the big event was in Portland. There were in other places, including San Francisco, thanks to Carol Queen and other great people. And the big one was yesterday. It was a huge success, and there'll be more later, and I'm going to try to reach the dark lady by phone in a little while, but let's play them a song. To the folks in Portland from the Masturbate-a-thon, and you can check it out at masturbate-a-thon.org. Hugely successful. This song is for you. Bless your vibrating crucifix. This band is called The Vibrators, and this song is We Vibrate.
Bye.
Got another dedication. This goes out to my siblings, my brothers and sisters, my fellow broadcasters at Radio Volta, who, as you know, if you heard the show last week on Memorial Day, are going through way too much shit, thanks to an employee and lover and sexual partner of Satan named Sister Bay, who stole a lot of shit and took down WPEB-FM. And even though I refused to be on it and succumbed to FCC regulation, it was the sibling project of Philadelphia Dependent Media Center as well as Radio Volta. So, and people who perpetrate injustice are pissing me off. So, in solidarity with Radio Volta and in support of my peers, and we'll deal with Sister Bay a little later in this show, I'm going to play them a song. So, love you, stay strong, and this song is for you. This is The Flaming Lips. Okay, going to play another song in the interest of personal freedom, and it's from one of the greatest movies of all time called Harold and Maude, and this is a good track to play from that because it's a reminder that Cat Stevens was not always a religious zealot, this kind being from Islam and supporting Ayatollah Khomeini and the death sentence against Salman Rushdie. Technical thing. One second. This was when Cat Stevens had a brain and was a rational person, and before he had to flee the torment and torture of being a rock star and seek solace with those who would tell you what to do and what to think. And he had just become a star in the early 70s when this incredible movie came out called Harold and Maude. And this is one of the better scenes from that, and it's during this song called If You Wanna Sing Out, Sing Out.
Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free, be free. There's a million things to be, you know that there are. And if you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. If there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. You can do what you want. The opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true. And you can make it undo, you see. Ah, it's easy. Ah, you only need to know. Well, if you want to say yes, say yes. And if you want to say no, 'cause there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. And if you want to be me, be me. And if you want to be you. But there's a million things to do, you know that there are. You can do what you want. The opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo, you see. Ah, it's easy. Ah, you only need to know. Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, 'cause there's a million things to be. You know that there are, 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 you know that there are.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long-suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a very special one. Sunday, June 1st, 2003, at RadioVolta.org and AtheistNetwork.com, and two micro radio stations in Washington, one in Olympia, one in Seattle. We have no runners up to Asshole of the Week this week, so we'll just go directly to the asshole. Asshole of the Week is from the Army of God, Reverend Donald Spitz, Director of Pro-Life Virginia, open member of the Army of God, a violent terrorist anti-abortion group, America's version of Al-Qaeda, open supporter of James Cobb, Eric Rudolph, Clay Wagner, Paul Hill, and many other people who make Bin Laden so proud, besides, of course, the Bush regime themselves and others who make Bin Laden proud for their violent theocracy. Reverend Donald Spitz has put up web pages and email alerts and writings and mailing list items in which he has called on people to support people like Eric Rudolph, who bombed the 1996 Olympics in Georgia, an abortion clinic in Georgia, a gay bar in Georgia, and an abortion clinic in Alabama, in which an off-duty police officer functioning as a security guard was killed and a nurse seriously wounded. And there was also one fatality in the Atlanta clinic bombing. I'm sorry, not that one. The Olympics bombing. There was one fatality plus one man died of a heart attack. This is a man, Reverend Donald Spitz, has decided was worthy of support. Therefore, Reverend Donald Spitz, you are Asshole of the Week. That is enough with the fart sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Cat Stevens did If You Want to Sing Out from the soundtrack to Harold and Maude. Flaming Lips did Be My Head. The Vibrators did We Vibrate. Dar Williams did Play the Greed, and started off with Janis Joplin doing Down on Me. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is Bless My Vibrating Crucifix. And in addition, to the capture of terrorist Eric Rudolph. And because he's a white Christian terrorist, you notice how he's barely news. And if he's barely news now, just after they, after being convicted of murdering Dr. Barnett Slepian. So, yes, thank you, corporate media, for your oh-so-selective coverage of terrorism. If he was not a white Christian terrorist, the corporate media would have reported on the size of his balls, where he buys shoes and underwear, and every detail about his life, and it would have been on page one for how long? 2 months? 3 months? So, what they won't cover and what they won't address, either these fatherland security goons, the Bush regime themselves, and the corporate media, we will cover on this show. So that was the one of the big items of news was the capture of Eric Rudolph, and I think everybody did a backflip yesterday when that happened. And, of course, the Master Betathon. Now, this is going to suck, but there are two primitive phones in which to attempt to make this call. Primitive, purchased from Fred from phone number one. This doesn't even look like it works at all. Okay. Does this work? Nothing. All right, cell phone. And she knows this is coming. We've been emailing all afternoon. Either way, you wouldn't be able to hear it, so I'm going to have to relay what she says to you. That's so professional. However, that is the way it works here in micro radio and internet broadcasting. Well, this is also from Fred Flintstone. It's a piece of crap, an answering machine. All right, try her cell phone. Masturbate. Press call. Ringing. Disconnected. We're no longer at service. Her cell phone. Okay, so we'll try the office number in her home in a little while. And let's see, we've read the song titles. All right, before the next batch of songs and the next attempt to reach the Dark Lady for a report on yesterday's very successful Master Betathon, we'll get the plugs out of the way. If you want to see Reverend Robert Tilton passing gas, it's actually an old video. This circulated in the early 90s among clinic defenders and free thinkers and people in various underground scenes, underground music scene, people who are collectors of strange stuff. And it was a tape where there were all these clips of Reverend Robert Tilton on his TV show, and of course every so often there'd be these loud farting sounds, and it was very superbly edited and spliced. It was arguably the only vicious lampoonery funnier than the Reagans speak out on drugs from the late 80s. And there is a new version of it, and it's online, and you can get it. So you want to click on a link called Reverend Robert Hilton has some divine gas. And that's at quixoticcrap.com. And that is spelled Q-U-I-X-O-T-I-C, crap, quixoticcrap.com/archive.htm. And then click on Reverend Robert Hilton has some divine gas. Great article at alternet.org, coughing while Asian. The Reverend ran into a lot of people this weekend who have been long lost folks, including a very strange guy from New Jersey who is a part of a website, and for me, strange is a term of endearment. And his website is called Chronicles of Uncertainty. And if you want to check out Chronicles of Uncertainty, which has one new item since I plugged it about a year ago, it's at malkavia.com, M-A-L-K-A-V-I-A.com. One of the questions asked to the Reverend was, why aren't there video reviews anymore? And that is going to come back, but I haven't really been this big video freak lately. So when I do, you are going to get reviews pretty soon. Susie Wall is going to send the Reverend a film she and her husband made. It's an erotic spoof of Star Wars called Stop the Wars. And you can check it out yourself at videoalt.com. But you can't watch it, but you can read about it and order it. But that is sent to the Reverend, and you will get a review of that really fast after I see it. Sandy Rapp is in the news, the Reverend's friend from New England, who has recorded a brand new CD, hopefully including the song she wrote a long time ago about Bill Baird. And if that arrives in time for his birthday this month, you will hear that as a special birthday dedication. This is a really great article, so I know I plugged too many articles, but this is really worth it. This is about the absolutely spectacularly stupid and outrageous Bush regime economic plans, including the tax cut for the rich bill, in which the only things left to pull money from are going to be Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. And as a mild-mannered social worker during the week, this just slightly pisses me off because it affects my people. And it is a good analytical article. It's very simple. The biggest idiot on your block or who argues with you in the tavern or in school or wherever will be able to understand it. It's called Stating the Obvious. It's about the stupidity of this latest Bush regime intellectual coup. It's by Paul Klugman. Again, it's called Stating the Obvious, and it's at truthout.org, and that is worth it. I'm actually keeping plugs down to a minimum. And this is from a friend of both Everlasting Godstopper and the Reverend from Sapien, Whopper of the Week. And if you write to me again, I'll forward all this stuff to you. You'll want to forward this to some people, I'm sure. Everybody knows an ignoramus or two. This is from Slate, and this is also online. This is two quotes. One from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and the other from Dick Cheney, and these are 2 days apart. 2 days apart. The first quote from Rumsfeld, the second from Dick Cheney. Here's the first one. Quote, I don't believe anyone I know in the administration ever said that Iraq had nuclear weapons. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, at a hearing of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense, May 14th. Second quote. We believe he has, in fact, reconstituted nuclear weapons. Dickless Cheney on NBC's Meet the Press, May 16th. So, there you have it, two quotes. So maybe we can introduce these guys. Donald Rumsfeld, meet Dickless Cheney, and vice versa. You guys need to talk. I say this with love because she's a friend, Everlasting Godstopper, since she interrupted so many times last week and talked 20 or 30,000 words a minute. And I'm kidding. But there were some things forgotten, including some song titles. So, what you heard last Sunday night by the band called No Thanks from New York City. First you heard their anti-war song, Are You Ready to Die? Followed by another song called Office Jerk. And that was last week. Apologies to No Thanks for not getting their song titles in. I don't even remember what we were talking about or goofing on or whatever. And I'm going to delay this yet another week. There is a thank you note from Bin Laden to George W. Bush, the Bin Letter, and the Bin Letter will be next Sunday night because I'm this paper. I only put a little bit of a dent in it. And there's a whole lot more songs and things to cover, and I was going to read from that poetry book. However, Poets Against the War. However, I don't know how much time I'm going to have to do all this stuff. So, I'm going to play some music and reattempt to call the Dark Lady for our report on the Master Betathon. First, I'm going to play a song by King Missile. This is from their Mystical Shit album, and this track is entitled Jesus Was Way Cool.
He wanted to do, he did. He turned water into wine, and if he wanted to, he could have turned weed into marijuana, or sugar into cocaine, or vitamin pills into amphetamines. He walked on the water and swam on the land. He would tell these stories, and people would listen. He was really cool. If you were blind or lame, you just went to Jesus, and he would put his hands on you, and you would be healed. That's so cool. He could have played guitar better than Hendrix. He could have told the future. He could have baked the most delicious cake in the world. He could have scored more goals than Wayne Gretzky. He could have danced better than Baryshnikov. Jesus could have been funnier than any comedian you could think of. Jesus was way cool. He told people to eat his body and drink his blood. That's so cool. Jesus was so cool. But then some people got jealous of how cool he was, so they killed him. But then he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead, danced around, and went up to heaven. I mean, that's so cool. Jesus was way cool. No wonder there are so many Christians.
Here's another question I've been pondering. What is all this shit about angels? Have you heard this? out of four people now believe in angels. What are you, fucking stupid? Huh? Has everybody lost their fucking mind in this country? Angel shit. You know what I think it is? I think it's a massive collective psychotic chemical flashback from all the drugs, smoked, swallowed, snorted, shot, and absorbed rectally by all Americans from 1960 to 1990. 30 years of adulterated street drugs will get you some fucking angels, my friend. Angels. Angel shit. What about goblins, huh? Doesn't anybody believe in goblins? You never hear about them, except on Halloween. Halloween, it's always negative shit, too. You ever notice that? And zombies. Where the fuck are all the zombies? That's the trouble with zombies. They're unreliable. I say, if you're going to buy the angel bullshit, you might as well go for the zombie package as well. Here's another horrifying aspect of American culture, the pussification, the continued pussification of the American male in the form... Yeah, all right. In the form of Harley Davidson theme restaurants. What the fuck is going on here?
What you started, cold-hearted.
All right, got another dedication. This goes out to a very special person. This goes out to Satan's hot lover, Satan's sexual partner, Satan's employee, Sister Bay, who killed WPEB and seriously ripped off Radio Volta and Philadelphia Independent Media Center. This is by Thrice, and the song is Betrayal is a Symptom.
Thank you.
You are about to hear that man and his works, or at least life, and intelligent life at that, are not at all unusual. That the probability is overwhelming that other civilizations not only exist, but have existed in the past and will exist in the future on planets that circle distant suns.
RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress,
and fellow citizens.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Bless My Vibrating Crucifix, and I am attempting for a second time to call the Dark Lady at the number that... Dark Lady, this is Reverend Bookburn calling on the air. How are you? They cannot hear you because we are primitive and descendants of Fred Flintstone. That's okay. However, it is good to hear you for me. And I think if you speak slowly and let me repeat what you say into this big phallic thing that is in front of my face, that will communicate to the book burners about your spectacular event from yesterday, May 31st. Is that okay? Okay, from your email, 250 guests and raised over $4,000, and awaiting 700 more from vendors and sponsors. Okay, this is my first masturbation-related question. How does a person pledge, like by the stroke, by the minute, by the orgasm, by... Okay, it varies. Actual time spent, the San Francisco one. How did you do it in Portland? Okay, membership fee to get in. A raffle. Okay, vendors, a small table fee. And flat donations. So, if I was there and I said, I want to pledge for the Dark Lady while she masturbates, I would just pick a figure, like $50. Okay. Oh, you didn't masturbate. You circulated among the guests. Okay. Did they have a good time? What did they do? Watch the masturbators? They danced. Listened to live music. DJs all night. Can I DJ one of your parties? I can get down there. The thrill hammer. Okay, and this is both genders, right? You had a diverse... It was pansexual. Lesbians, gay men, straight, bisexual, transgender, kinky, vanilla. If you can imagine it, it was probably there. Did you video document this? So it was only where people consented to photography and for just parts of the event. Private party. And there was a creative and removed space, did you say? For people who chose to disappear and be sexual. Right. Oh, let me repeat that. All right, first there was a room decorated mostly in sheets where people did their own either masturbation or sexual acts. And then there was a room where there was primarily oral sex, she said, which the dark lady considers masturbation but with another person's mouth. I never heard that description before. Mutual masturbation. Yeah, that's true. So that's like an exchange if people were mutually masturbating. So you consider a mouth an extension of that. Right. Where were you during the impeachment trial? with you making the definitions laughing. Were you laughing because of the president, or were you laughing because of all of these fucking hypocrites? Family values congressmen and far-right Republicans, anti-sex, censor everything, evangelical, caught getting scandalized. You like the hypocrites on both sides. So do I. Yeah. Yes, Senator Hyde. He had a youthful indiscretion at age 41. You know what that means? Anything any human does before age 42 is okay, because Henry Hyde said his youthful indiscretion didn't mean anything. He was only 41. Oh, okay, you'll be 41 in a couple months. Oh, we'll celebrate your birthday on the air. Okay, yeah, so you have a couple of months to do what anything you want without it counting according to the principles of one of our chief sex-negative, moral-crusading, moral crusaders. And, so I hope you have a really good couple of months ahead. An elderly indiscretion. Right. Kind of like the Rolling Stones. Exactly. Oh, well, congratulations. That sounds like such a great event, and I'm glad you raised all that money. Oh, the money went to... Could you name the recipients again? Cascade AIDS Project. Planned Parenthood of the... something. And I can't. Oh, okay. The names of two rivers that are escaping me. National Coalition for Sexual Freedom. And the Center for Sex and Culture. Is that Carol Queen's group? Carol and Robert were there. Okay. Oh, boy. Well, hug them for me. Oh, my. Well, the Reverend blesses all of you. And I guess you heard, you know, the Lord had blessed your event. Yes, they were. See? Right. It was in an old church. That's great. Oh, my. The ex-minister you saw today. They love you. said they only wanted no big noise and ruckus kinds of stuff. They didn't care that or judge you or... And they didn't want to know the detail. Either that, they might like it too much. You told her you do a lot of outreach to sexual minorities. Yes. Well, you know, you could also rehabilitate the priests. You could try to get them to not abuse children by slowly entering the human race. Yeah, being around adults and... Are you there? Did you drop the phone? It's a Baptist church. Hallelujah. All right. A black Baptist minister who is big and well hung. You didn't ask. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good. Okay, so he will work with AIDS, with people with AIDS. He will work with people with AIDS, and he's appalled by those who won't baptize them. All right, good. He sounds like a clergy person who isn't an asshole. Uh-huh. Oh, but that's where it shifted. Yeah. Oh, it's very inner city. It's shifted demographically. It's hitting hard. People of color, people in the inner city. Yeah, what you're describing is the last 5 to 10 years of the new diagnosed cases at the highest rate of transmission. Well, Dark Lady, thank you so much, and dare I say it, thank you for coming, and congratulations on your Masturbate-a-thon, which is at masturbateathon.org, a hyphen between each of those words, masturbateathon.org, and someday when we're less primitive or one of us is in the other's location, we'll have to have you on the show. Okay, so I'll write to you when I get home. All right. A pleasure. Good night. The Dark Lady, I wish you could have heard that. I feel slightly stupid relaying a conversation, but I really wanted to get the scoop on her event, and I didn't know that she didn't actually participate. I had the impression she was going to do that. However, I guess you want to mingle when you get a crowd like that, 250 people. I'm going to play a song as a kind of a foreplay to next week's show, Bush, The Rise of Evil. Fortunate Son was a song in the 60s, and even though I love playing the brand new version from an anti-war benefit record, A Fortunate Son by Vic Bondi, ex-Articles of Faith singer, I'm going to play the original. And I highly recommend the book about George W. Numbnuts Bush called Fortunate Son. And this is the original. This is by Creedence Clearwater Revival. And this goes out to George W. Numbnuts Bush. This is Fortunate Son. Oh, Okay. I don't think you heard the last batch of songs read, so the last umpteen songs are Creedence Clearwater Revival, Fortunate Son, and the end of the last set was Clone Defects doing Low Fashion Lovers. Selby Tigers did Cheerleading is Big Business. Thrice did Betrayal is a Symptom. 27 did Warm Hands, Cold Heart. George Carlin did Angels from the You Are All Diseased CD. And started off with King Missile doing Jesus Was Way Cool. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme has been Bless My Vibrating Crucifix. And this show is going to end pretty soon. The reason that I start a little early and try to get a final song in way early is because the times of the different streams that air the show don't always coincide. So one will start at 8:57, the other starts at 9, and there's people who tape, there's people who load shows to the other, and on and on and on. And most people know I'm a technological numbnuts, so there's all that kind of stuff going on, and hence you could tune in at 9 and hear a song already in progress. So I have a final song that I want to make sure to get in while every broadcasting outlet is still airing the show. So I'll do some final plugs and then get into it. Although covered pretty much everything. And thank you, Dark Lady, by the way, for that report. You can check her out, too, at darklady.com. And the Reverend's friend, Dr. Susan Block, at drsusanblock.com. And then shows upcoming for her future shows. Lisa Pollack is going to be next Saturday night. And shows past. And the Reverend live on Dr. Susan Block's show was November 2002 in beautiful L.A. Reverend Bookburn presents Dr. Susie with the Emma Goldman Freedom Award and Masturbation 101. No, 101 on her editorial page. Duh. And I'm not going to read from this. If you want to check out Poets Against the War, you can go to nationbooks.org. For information on emergency contraception known as ECP, go to backupyourbirthcontrol.com. Jello Biafra's new spoken word CD called Machine Gun in the Clown's Hands and other great spoken word and music releases at alternativetentacles.com. Radio Left's election for the president of Iraq, including George W. Numbnuts Bush, two other goons, plus the Reverend's friend Ms. Terry, and the Reverend endorses Ms. Terry's campaign, go to radioleft.com. I think that's everything, every plug. We'll talk about Eric Rudolph more next week. Again, I have a lot of email already about this asshole, and I appreciate what you sent. I don't need any more about this guy. Thank yous for tonight's shows, for assistance, ideas, and or inspiration. And material, Kenny, Sapient, Dallas Blanchard, Ms. Terry, Amoeba, Dr. Susan Block, all of Radio Volta for enduring the Sister Bay crisis, the 2 billion people who sent the Reverend Eric Rudolph-related emails, the two Washington State micro-radio outlets, Saya and crew from Radio Volta, Justin, the Reverend's attorney and friend and person who's sense of humor the Reverend has greatly underestimated, and most especially to the Dark Lady for her inspiring report on Masturbatathon 2003 from masturbatathon.org. Next week on The Reverend Is In, Bush, The Rise of Evil, and in 2 weeks, the hot surprise clergy scandal. And both will be shows to remember. And at some point, we're going to celebrate Bill Baird's birthday, premiere Sandy Rapp's new CD, and cover all the shit I've been putting off week after week, including this one, like the biker special article and some other great stuff. So hopefully you will hold on to your humor, hold on to your sense of fun, hold on to your sense of justice, hold on to fighting the good fight. As the cultists would say, don't be discouraged upon receiving hatred or being misunderstood, and don't be deterred by people like the letter writer to the infidel guy about those nasty shows that are broadcasted that make us look like we're wild. Okay? It's still good to go back to basics, and that's what I'm about to do. So, we're going to close with a very special song. If you want to write to me, write Rev Book Burn, care of Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail@sjcdc.org, and I'll send you the playlist, or you can request songs, or give feedback, or send me great stuff, including cartoons, which the Reverend just loves. And it almost goes without saying, but it's worth repeating anyway, that if you are advocating for change in any medium, whether you do AIDS and needle exchange work or clinic defense, social work, fighting injustice, fighting against globalization and the Bush regime, whatever it is, the free thought scenes, the bottom line is it takes a lot for a person to do it for the right reasons, not for ego reasons, not for power drive reasons or any kind of bullshit reasons, but a genuine feeling of connectedness and love for your fellow humans. And anybody who doesn't feel that way, it most certainly is worthwhile to question their motives. And we're going to go back to such a basic with one of the most beautiful bands from the 1960s. This is by It's a Beautiful Day, and this track is called Bulgaria. Go.
Time.